T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I guess it was unrealistic to expect a 17-2 pace was going to continue on all season long. So a 3-game losing streak is not necessarily surprising. Has there been a common thread in these 3 games for you?
Good pitching by not only by the opposition, but by us too. For whatever is going on, you know, we haven't won in 3 days, but you know, the pitching is giving us a chance to win ball games, which is very important. As you guys know, the pace that we had offensively is not sustainable. But actually, the last few days, we got off. You know, we're not doing the same things we were doing earlier. It seems like we're chasing pitches out of strike zone. You know, instead of being 1-0 to 0-3-1, it looks like we're 0-2 most of the time, and that's a tough count to hit. And you know, sometimes you got to give credit to the opposition. But you know, in the 2 games in Oakland, in the 9th inning, Hanley had a 2-0 count and a no-hitter with Matt Furs. If he gets on, JD's coming up to bat, so you feel good about it. And then on Sunday, we had a chance, 2nd and 3rd, with less than 2 outs, and we didn't score, which is, you know, that we have to cash in those situations. We didn't. And yesterday they come back, so we feel good. You know, not great about the offense the last few days, but as a team, as a whole, we feel good.
I'm wondering, going back to Sunday, what went into the decision to give Mookie Betts, Hanley Ramirez, and Eduardo Nunez all the day off, even with Monday being an off day?
Yeah, that's the key, the Monday. I wanted them to get 2 days off. The plan actually was to give JD wasn't going to get an off day during the weekend. So on Thursday, we talked about it, and he mentioned, you know, that he needed one, and I gave him the option, and he decided it was Friday. Actually, Mookie was going to get the off day on Friday so he could play Saturday, Sunday. When JD gets the day off on Friday, then I decided it's going to be Saturday. You know, Nunez, the knee, obviously you can't push him that hard. Hanley, day game after night game, we know where he's coming from last year, and I do feel that Mookie needs off days. And to take advantage of the 2 days, that was perfect for them. And now we have a stretch that we don't have an off day until a week from Monday, if I'm not mistaken, when we go to New York. So we're going to take advantage of those situations, and they're going to see the results, and they're going to feel better towards the end of the season.
Now, ideally, would you prefer to have, you know, Mookie and Hanley taking different off days, and then this time it just lined up that way, or is rest still more important than maybe having the best lineup possible?
It just happened that this time it worked that way. Like I said before, it was just a case that we gave JD off on Friday, and that was supposed to be Mookie's day. He was going to play Saturday and Sunday, and then I decided, you know what, it doesn't matter. I know there's a righty that is good against lefties, but I know David is going to give this a shot. He's going to pitch a good game, and I feel capable every day, you know, that we're going to score runs. It's just a matter of that day we hit some balls in barrel, and you know, they were caught. Actually, it was a better day than it looked, you know, as far as the at bats, but you know, we didn't score runs, and they beat us.
Alex, do any of your regulars have tonight off?
Well, Mitch has the day off, and he's a regular that he doesn't play every day. But the rest of the guys are playing. It's the same lineup today. Christian is playing, and he's catching. He's hitting 8.
So I just wanted to ask, left-handers have given you guys a lot of trouble so far this year, hitting .207 as a team. I know we're only talking 20 at-bats in a lot of cases, but do you feel the need to address that in any way? Benintendi, for instance, 1-for-17, Jackie Bradley, even Devers, some of these guys. Do you feel a need to shake things up at all against left-handed pitching?
No, I do feel when Xander comes back, it creates a balance. He's going to hit 5th in the lineup, and then you can decide if you hit Eduardo 6 or Devers 6, and you make the adjustments. Andrew, he's going to hit 2nd. We do feel he's a capable hitter. You know, his on-base percentage is way up there. You see the numbers. Yeah, he hasn't hit left-handed hitter, and yesterday he had a tough one. But there was a lot of guys that had a tough one yesterday with Habs. So, you know, we're still with them. We still believe in them. I know Jackie Bradley is a guy that, you know, he needs lefties. He needs lefties. He stays with them, and he makes him a better hitter when he sees lefties, you know, then he faces righties and he keeps that front shoulder and starts driving the ball to left center. So as of now, you know, we're going to keep running them out there and we know they're going to make adjustments.
We're talking to Red Sox manager Alex Cora. You mentioned Xander Bogaerts. Played in Pawtucket last night, had a double and a home run. Said he felt good. They've already been rained out for tonight's game. Has this adjusted your plans for Xander and how soon he may rejoin your team?
No, he'll rejoin us most likely Friday. He's going to go through a workout tomorrow. He still feels defensively. That's the biggest question. But yesterday he made a few plays for what I heard, and he moved well. Running the bases, he's leading to third, so he was okay. I talked to him last night. I talked to him this morning. He's feeling good. You know, perfect world, perfect scenario was him to play nine innings before he rejoined the team. But it feels like the way he's talking and the way he's going to, you know, work today and tomorrow, he'll be ready most likely for Friday.
Now, I know it's early, we're still in April, but you haven't gotten a ton at the plate from your catchers. I think Vasquez is hitting 211, Sandy Leon 107, no home runs, four RBI combined. Blake Swihart not exactly off to a hot start either, but is there any chance he could get an opportunity behind the plate?
As of now, no. We feel very comfortable with Christian and Sandy behind the plate, what they're doing, calling games, blocking pitches. Not too many opportunities to throw people out. They don't run too much on them. You know, they haven't been successful, but not too many attempts. So we're comfortable with them too. And, we're comfortable with Blake right now, but none. As of now, we're going to stay with Sandy and Christian.
Alex, a big picture Craig Kimbrel question for you. So he gave up a home run last night, almost a year to the day after he gave up a very similar home run to the Jays in that same park. Putting that aside, have you had a chance to have that conversation with him yet about how you want to use him and maybe expand his role beyond just the ninth inning?
Little by little, we've been talking about it. It's something that a lot of people think that is easy to do. A lot of people think that their high level situation is the same as mine, and I don't agree. You know, this is a guy that has done it one way for a lot of years, and information comes into play. And conversations come into play. At the end of the day, we do feel that we have guys around Craig that can do the job too, and we got certain matchups that we can exploit over the course of the game, especially late. So we're going to still be leaning on those guys, but at the same time, we keep talking, we still presenting information. And as you saw yesterday, you know, the ninth inning was coming out, but I felt Granderson was a big hitter for them. They pinch hit for, Gritza came in to play defense for Teoscar in the second spot. So my thought process was like, well, we got JD, we got Devers. This is a good time to shut the door down with Granderson and the second hitter. And if somebody gets on, then you got their big boys to throw a scoreless inning and then come back and try to score runs. It didn't happen, but the conversations are going.
How do you convince him? Do you use data or do you – I mean, we know, I think – it goes without saying that a guy in his position is thinking about free agency. And do you have to convince him at all that you will still be valued no matter what the save total is next to your name?
I do feel he understands that. It's just a matter of, you know, these guys, they got their routines. And one of the things that I'm very aware of managing the game, and, you know, I always thought about it throughout the years. When I was working on ESPN or last year with the Houston Astros, you know, we talk about bringing the closer in the eighth inning with bases loaded and no outs with a fourth hitter. And he gets out of the inning. And do we feel that somebody else should come in the ninth? Or is it fair for the closer to come in that situation? Hey, sometimes it's better, you know, there's nobody on, go ahead and do your thing, up two, up three. But those situations, if you guys do the research check how many times the second, third, and fourth hitter come into a game to hit in a one-run game, two-run game in the eighth inning or in the seventh inning. And sometimes it's not as much as what people think. Last year with this team, it happened four times. That's it. Eighth inning, up by two, second, third, fourth hitter coming up. So that's the information that I have that I keep, you know, using to talk about the subject. And with time, things are going to change. I mean, we got to be fair with this guy. This guy didn't have spring training. He's been going through a lot, you know, off the field. We're still backing him up. And when he's ready and when we come to a conclusion that this is the time, we'll do it.
Alex, we talked earlier in the season about running into outs on the base paths. Just a bad decision by Carlos Fables last night?
Aggressive decision. Before the series, we go over the scouting reports, and the guy that we identified that we have to challenge was Curtis Granderson. And, you know, he had a clean hop, and, you know, it was a game of catch and throw for him right there. We know Nunez is not there as last year, you know, running-wise, but, you know, it's an aggressive one, and I do agree with it. I think, you know, the way we were swinging the bats, you know, pushing the envelope there, you're hoping for a bat throw or something closer at the plate. It didn't happen. We live with it, and we move on.
Time now for our Cumberland Farms Question of the Week for Alex Cora, brought to you by Cumberland Farms Farmhouse Blend Iced Coffee. Go to weei.com/manager to submit your question for us to ask Alex Cora every Wednesday. Today's question is from Kathleen Giacchetti from South Weymouth. She asks, do you have a certain routine that you follow on game days?
Well, on the road, I try to stay as occupied as possible. You know, I get up in the mornings, we go to the gym, then we have breakfast. Then I go back, take a nap, and then after that, like around 1:30, I go to a ballpark. At home, there's no routine because of the kids, man. Those are, you don't know, the twins might get up at 3 in the morning and I have to take care of that, or they might sleep through the night, and that's good for the family. But it's usually on the road where I stick to the routine. At home is a lot different. You know, when you have the family around, you got to take care of them. Sometimes, you know, they become more important in the mornings, honestly, and you got to do your parents do, and do what you got to do for the family, and then you go to the ballpark.
Alex, we always appreciate the time. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys next week. Have a good one.
Take care. Thanks, Alex. That is Red Sox manager Alex Cora joining us from Toronto.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.